On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Yeah. What the hell was with Lillian, not Lillian Axe, Lizzie Borden?
Oh, he's got those, the masks he wears.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're pretty weird, aren't they?
With the big things on the side.
Oh, yeah. He actually, if you there's a German, if you want to see that whole concert, there's one in German, and each song he comes out with a different mask on. And eventually he has, you know, he shows his face and makeup, and it's just theatric. It's like a poor man's Alice Cooper.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I only like one song from him anyway, so.
Yeah, what, Give Him the Axe?
No, it was Me Against the World.
Oh, okay.
That was the one kind of hit. That was about it.
Yeah. I was kind of into their first album, but that's about it. All right, everybody in podcast land, time for another bit of rapid fire where we try to stump each other with some questions. And I wanted to say, I was watching ESPN last week or so, and they had a talk show on. Guess what bit they had? Rapid fire.
Did they? They called it, yeah. They called it rapid fire, too?
Rapid fire was the name of it, and they asked each other questions.
Everybody's
like, you got to be... All right, who at ESPN has listened to us, and why'd they rip off our bit?
At least give us credit for it. Come on, dudes.
Yeah. But, yeah, I saw they had a teaser before a commercial said, all right, up next, rapid fire. I was like, no way. You got to be kidding me.
Yep. Hey, it's one of you 200 suckers who's listening to this show right now. we're gonna track you down.
Track you down and thank you vigorously.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right, so here we go. Question number one for you. Who has played guitar for the Eagles? Up until Glenn Frey's death, I'm not including this latest incarnation.
All the guys who played guitar in the Eagles?
Yep, not bass, just guitar.
Crap. Because the first guy, I don't even know his name. So, all right. Well, there's obviously Don Felder, Joe Walsh, Vince Gill.
Well, he's the new one I'm not including, you could say that.
All right. And the one guy... I always forget. He's the guy who quit the band early on. I don't even know his name, so I guess I got that one wrong.
So you said who? Don Felder?
Felder, Walsh, and there's the one guy before, and I can't remember his name.
Well, there's the main guy.
The main guy. Well, Glenn Frey.
Right.
Well, yeah, you said anybody, but after, okay, well, obviously Glenn Frey played guitar. Now, let's not count.
Well, not obviously. You asked me who played in Kiss, and then I didn't say Paul Stanley.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not counting Don Henley either, because he's the drummer, technically. Even though he plays.
Right.
Yeah, the one guy, I don't even know his name, Jerry Reardon or something like that.
No, his name's Bernie Leadon.
Bernie Leadon, yeah. I knew he was in the band, and he left.
Yeah, he was in there for like the first two albums.
What a fool.
Yeah, well, I don't know how easy it was to get along with Glenn Frey. He seems like a total whatever. But
yeah, ask Don Felder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a big X for you.
Yeah, good one. I this one guy, I've seen the documentary. It's pretty cool. That one guy, just kind of forget. He's the one who wanted to keep the band kind of country rock, and the other guys wanted to rock a little bit harder, which is why they got Felder and then Walsh. Okay.
And Joe Walsh came in. Yeah. Joe Walsh replaced Bernie Leadon.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Question number one. Name three bands that start with the word dirty.
Dirty Looks.
Yep.
Oh, crap.
No, that's not one of them.
No, Dirty Crap's not one? Okay. No. Dirty Money.
Dirty Money?
Yeah, isn't that a band? Dirty Money.
Not that I know of.
Hmm.
There's Dirty Looks. Is that the only one you've said so far?
Yeah.
I think you're really close, but it's not money.
Oh, man. Dirty Licks?
No, that's Crazy Licks.
The Crazy Licks, yeah. Dirty.
Oh, you're going to kick yourself in the butt when you.
Shoot, I don't know. I can't think of any other.
Okay, well, Dirty Looks you got for sure. And who's the band opening for Wolfie?
Oh, Dirty Honey. Dirty Damn it.
Two. Then it gets tougher from there. Then there was Dirty Shirley, which is a newer band that had George Lynch and that guy Dino, who's the keyboard player.
And, all right.
And Whitesnake, who's a fantastic vocalist. And then there was a band in the early 90s that was fronted by the lead singer of Jafria. That was Dirty White Boy.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they had one album and gone, and that album wasn't very good. So
So
we're both 0 for 1.
Man, I should have gotten Dirty Honey, but that wouldn't have helped with getting three names, so dang it. All right, so let's see if you can get this one here.
All right.
All right, I'm going to list some bands, and you tell me what they have in common. All right, so Genesis, Husker Du, The Romantics, The Mentors, and Exciter.
Holy crap. They have something in common?
Yep.
Wait, let me get this. Oh, wait. The Genesis, The Mentors, Exciter.
Uh-huh.
Who's the other one?
The Romantics.
The Romantics.
And Husker Du.
Who I've heard of, but I couldn't tell you one song.
Yeah, Bob Mould's band.
Yeah, they suck. Okay. All right. It's not their three pieces because that doesn't work either.
Nope. They are not from a certain location.
Okay, I got a guess.
All right.
Their bands where their drummer also sang lead.
That is correct. Man, how'd you get that?
I thought of Genesis. Phil Collins, and I knew Exciter. I thought of Exciter, their drummer, because I saw him live, sings the lead vocals. And in the Romantics, their drummer sometimes sang lead vocals.
Right.
Husker Du and the Mentors, I have no idea. I couldn't tell you anything about them except they suck. But I didn't know the drummer sang, so.
Yeah.
All right.
I remember listening to that Mentors album back in the day and just thinking, what?
What is it called? Golden Showers?
Yeah. All the songs are just, like, nasty.
And terrible.
Yeah. Hilarious, but whatever.
Okay.
All right, so you got that one. You're 1 for 2.
Surprise. I'm surprised I got that. Okay, question number 2. Just announced this week, Whitesnake is doing a farewell tour of North America, and they're touring with another big act. Who is it?
Foreigner.
Negative. It is not Foreigner. I said they're currently touring with Foreigner in Europe right now. I said in North America. I'll give you another try.
I saw that ad. They're going to be in Atlantic City.
It's your last time because they're definitely hanging it up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking actually going to this one because both bands could be their last tours. So.
Oh, shoot. I thought it was kind of a strange mix. I'm going to say Def Leppard.
Incorrect. Scorpions.
Dang it, that's
Scorpions,
right.
Scorpions, Whitesnake, and Thunder Mother.
Yeah.
All female band. I think they're Canadian.
All right.
But, in Europe right now, it's Whitesnake, Foreigner, and Europe.
Yeah, that would be good.
And actually,
they should bring that over here.
Yeah, and actually, if you go on YouTube, you can see pretty much all their shows. Because they start in Dublin, so if you type in, like, Whitesnake Dublin or whatever, those all pop up. Yeah, and Whitesnake's doing a smart thing. There's 7 people on stage.
Whoa.
And, Dave's voice is, it's on its last legs, but it's pretty smart what they did. They got 5 people singing background vocals.
So one of them is handling the lead there.
And that guy Dino Jelinsnik or so whatever his name is, who's a fantastic singer. Sometimes he'll double David when he's singing.
He helps. Not surprised.
Yeah. You ever seen that guy sing on YouTube? It's ridiculous how good that guy is.
Jeez.
So yeah, but you know, that's the way to do it now. Like, you don't just sing to a tape or croak it out there. Have somebody helping you out in those leads.
Yeah. I wonder how Klaus is going to do.
The more shows I've seen of it, he seems to be doing better.
All right.
He's certainly doing better than John Bon Jovi. He seems to be getting worse.
Yeah. Oof. Have you seen that thing going on with Matthias's hands? He's like bleeding all over his guitar.
No.
He's got Band-Aids on, and there was a close-up of him from the New York show, and he had Band-Aids on his left hand, and there's like blood all over the strings.
Now, maybe he just cut it in some kind of accident, and every time he's playing.
I don't know, because he was in an interview with Eddie Trunk, and Eddie said he had gloves on, some kind of hand condition.
Oof.
It's like, damn.
So maybe go get your tickets for the Scorpions Whitesnake. It could be the last for the Scorpions, too, which I think it probably is.
It probably should be.
I mean, they're older than Whitesnake, too. I mean, Klaus is, what, 72, 73, and I think Coverdale's almost 70. So, I mean, he doesn't look like it, but, you know.
That may be one show I go see just to see Whitesnake, because I haven't seen them. And the band is always fantastic.
That female bass player is really good.
Nice.
I mean, yeah, everybody in that band is top-notch. And look at what's the drummer for Whitesnake's at? I always forget his name.
Same guy.
And he's like 75 years old.
Yeah.
But he's ridiculous.
Tommy Aldridge,
yeah. Still amazing.
Yeah.
He's a freak.
Yeah, 75, geez.
And he drums like that? Man, I'm in my late 50s, and I breathe hard walking up the stairs.
You're making noises bending over.
Oh, my God. I'm dying here. Yeah. I'm going to get on.
All right, so I'm 0-2.
I'm getting on the elliptical after this show. So.
All right, there you go.
Okay. Hit me with the next one. All right,
so here you go. See if you can go 2 for 3. How many Wasp albums have charted in the U.S.?
I'm going to say 4.
You're right.
That was a
man, look at you.
That was a guess. Was it the first 4?
Yep. <Okay. laughs> Nothing has charted since Headless Children. And that was the highest charter at 48.
Wow.
Yeah. I like the one previous to that, the Electric Circus.
Yeah, I saw them open for Kiss. And I saw them when they were a club band. They were fantastic to begin with. And as they progressed, they just kind of just lost interest. By the 90s, I was done with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it became the Blackie Lawless band. I was like, okay.
Yeah. And then we saw them in N3 and thought, oh, my God.
This is Aunt Hilda and his witches.
Exactly.
Ooh. Yeah, if you're a fat guy like us, don't wear tight pants and show your skin. You know, we don't want to see it.
No. No, you don't want to see that stuff hanging over the top of your pants.
No. Yeah. Wear the baggy stuff. just saying.
Wear a robe or a cape.
Oh, did you see Gene Simmons wearing a robe during their sound check?
No.
Oh, it just posted yesterday, cuz you know what Kiss does for their meet and greets and their VIP stuff is, you know, they do shaking hand stuff, but they do it behind glass, which is still weird. But they bring the guys out, you know, all the people who paid, sit them in the front rows, and the band comes up and does their sound check in front of them. And Gene comes out in his damn robe. So he's playing Going Blind and all these songs in a robe. God, it looks ridiculous. Everybody else looks cool, but Gene's just like, oh, well, he just woke up.
Do you have makeup on or anything?
No, they go out in no makeup, just for the regular clothes, but everybody else is wearing like jeans and a t-shirt, whatever. Gene's in his robe, bathrobe. Look it up.
All right, Gene. Whatever floats your boat.
They sounded good, but he looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Question 3 for you. So I went 2 for 3. You're currently at
0-2.
0-2, but you might get this one. April Wine is still alive and well, but they only tour in Canada nowadays. Can you tell me how many members of the classic lineup are still in the band? Just a number.
I'm going to say 1.
2.
Really?
Miles Goodwin and Brian Greenway.
Really?
So, yeah, they're a 4-piece, and those two guys are still in the band.
All right.
Which, I mean, it's pretty much Miles Goodwin was the main songwriter and lead vocalist, so Yeah. Still sounds.
And he played a lot of lead guitar, too. Kind of reminds me of Dave Minichetti.
Yeah, which you wouldn't think.
The YMT thing.
Yeah, when we saw them, they had three guitar players plus a bass player. And Miles Goodwin's out there ripping, too. I'm like, wow.
Oh, yeah, it was a great show.
Yeah, that was their height, too.
Yeah.
And then, done.
Epic fall.
Yeah, in the States. Oh, well. They were still fantastic, though.
Yeah, they were great. That was like when Sign of the Gypsy Queen came out and Just Between You and Me and all that. It was great.
Yeah, they headlined Merriweather Post where M3 was just at.
Yep.
Pretty much sold it out. It was great.
Yeah.
Now.
And who opened? Do you remember?
I think you told me Frankie the Knockouts because I forgot, right?
Yep.
Way back in that was probably in 81, right? 81 or 82.
It's when Tico Torres was with him.
Yeah. That was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And April Wine's still touring. That's crazy. Oh,
yeah, and I see all these things like Van Halen released 40 years ago today. Fair warning. I'm like, oh, 40 years ago. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
I remember looking forward to when that album came out.
We are old.
Yeah.
Old. Holy crap.
All right, well, you won that round.
Yeah, so rapid fire goes to me this week.
All right, well.
So, well.
Double your pay.
Yeah, we got two more bits coming up. Things might change very rapidly here. And before we get into that, we're going to give you a quick commercial break.
Now it's time to cover this.
All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the commercial. Now we're going to do a bit we call Cover This, where we try to guess. We play a 30-second clip, and you have to guess the name of the song, the name of the covering artist, and the name of the original artist. So it's not too easy. Let's see if Mark can get this one. This is kind of in tribute to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just announcing their winners.
Well, they got it right, some of it right this year, so.
Some of it.
Some of it.
I don't like how they had to get Judas Priest in under a special category or whatever, but whatever, they're in. So.
Yeah, they're in. That's what they did with Randy Rhoads last year. So, hey, whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead and play that clip I sent.
Well, is there any kind of these, is there anything, these particular, this cover song, want to give me any hints or anything like that? No?
No.
Oh, nothing?
No, I don't want to give you any hints. Oh. Listen to the song. That's a big hint.
Okay, I will. All right. Play along with me. As soon as the song. Okay, well, this is a tricky one, because I know this is a cover.
Yep.
Well, though, first off, that's the great Pat Benatar.
That is correct.
The song is You Better Run.
Yep.
Now, here's the trick.
The hard part.
Yeah, because I knew it was a cover. I know I believe it's an early 70s cover, too. Am I right on there?
No, it's a 1966 release.
Really? So I'm really going to miss this. I thought this was recorded by Sweet.
Nope.
So incorrect. Okay.
They may have recorded, but they weren't the writers and the original artist.
Yeah, because I don't even know if it's Sweet, but I think it's I heard it as a glam single. Okay, so what are my hints?
Let's see. They're from New Jersey. They were a four-piece. They also did the song Good Love. You know the song Good Love?
Yeah.
Good Love.
Is it the Grassroots?
No, that is not correct.
Okay, not the Good Love. Oh, was it the Young Rascals?
Yes, that is correct.
The Young Rascals did You Better Run?
They did. It's a lot slower.
Really?
Pat Benatar rocked it up a lot. But, yeah, check it out. It's not a bad... Not a bad tune.
Oh, good. This is a good one. I had no idea. Learned something new today. Damn.
Now you can go on to bed.
Well, it's only what, 3:05 here on the West Coast.
So. Well, you learned something, so your day's over.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, when you get to be my age, it's one thing a day.
That's it.
Okay, so your cover, it's a song you'll definitely get, and the original artist you'll definitely get. But like yours, the not like yours. The covering artist is going to be a little tough, so go ahead.
All right, here we go. I'll be inspired. Oh, I get hysterical. Hysteria. Can you feel it? Oh, man.
A little acoustic version of that particular.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely Hysteria by Def Leppard.
That would be correct. So you got two of them. Now here's the tough part. Who's the covering band?
I'm going to say, I have no clue. I'm going to say somebody like Lynch Mob.
Incorrect. All right. Your first guess, it's a band in the 2000s from Finland.
Finland. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
But often get confused as a band from Sweden because the lead singer of this band sang lead vocals in a Swedish glam band, and then he went on to form his own band. So it's a four-piece Finnish glam band from the 2000s. And I've mentioned him on the show before, and last time I mentioned him on the show, you went, I never heard of him.
Yeah, I probably still haven't heard of him.
Well, you've heard of him because I told you about them probably. Month ago.
Oh, what was that group?
I think they're going to be on the next Monsters of Rock cruise.
Reckless Love?
That would be correct.
Oh.
Reckless
I remember
Love.
You talking about it because I wanted to go check them out.
Yeah, their lead singer was the second lead singer of Crash Diet.
Oh, okay.
Crash Diet's now on their fourth lead singer.
Oh, good. Okay.
But the last two guys have been really good. And the new Crash Diet album is pretty good as well. So. And Reckless,
all right.
And Reckless Love's new album is awful. So sorry, Reckless Love. Like your band, but your last album was terrible.
Oh, man.
So avoid that one. Their first album is really good. Their second one, too. But that last one, oof.
So is this acoustic version of Hysteria on that album?
It's on I think it's on a special edition of their very first album, which came out in 2010.
Okay.
Which I believe you probably have it, and if you don't, I could probably send it your way.
I probably have it. I think I do. I remember looking that up when you mentioned them before.
Yeah. I think it's called the Cool Edition of their first album.
Okay.
That's what they called it. I didn't remember that one.
The Cool Edition. Yeah. Okay.
So we both missed those, so.
Well, we were 2 out of 3 for those, but that's a big X.
Yeah, so I still have a slight advantage because I won rapid fire. But now it all comes down to our last and final bit of the show, which is called 6 and 30.
For it is a human number.
Its number is 6.
I probably went too easy on this one. I don't know. I went like for a couple of obscure songs from artists you definitely know. You know all these artists, no question. So go ahead and give it a try. The theme to this 6 and 30 is these were all debut albums in 82.
All right, 82 debut albums. So if you're listening to the show, please play along because sometimes when Danny says this is going to be easy, they're not. So and oh well, yeah, every time I think I give you something easy, it's not, and then when I think I give you something hard, you kill it. So all right, so here we go. Let me get this going here. All right, 6 and 30, here we go. I'm on the line, my body's shaking in my head, and he's coming out tonight. Love don't let it. right. I got some of them, and other ones sound familiar, but...
Yep.
Yeah, especially 3 and 4. Like, damn, I know I've heard that, but what the
hell? Oh, have I ever heard that? You're going to be pissed with number 4.
Yeah, I mean, some of them I got immediately. Other ones, those two I know I've heard.
All right.
All right, so let's play this again. Hopefully I don't embarrass myself. I'm on the line. My body's shaking in my head. And he's coming out tonight. He likes to rock. He rock. Love don't let it. Love don't let it. Wanna turn your head around. Turn your head. Change. It doesn't matter who you are. Nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. All right, that didn't help. Okay.
Just confirmed you're not sure.
Yeah. All right. Number 1 is Aldo Nova.
That is correct.
Number 2 is Night Ranger.
Yep. I thought they were, I don't know, 82 didn't seem like the right year for them, but I thought they were earlier, like 80 or 79. But
79, they were Rubicon.
Okay.
Because their album got delayed just slightly because, you know, Brad Gillis had to go cover for Randy Rhoads.
Right.
That's why it came out in 82.
All right.
All right. Number 3, I don't know.
No, I don't.
Number 3, I don't. I'm going to say Dirty Looks.
No, that was Billy Idol.
Shoot.
Billy Idol.
And number 4, the song's called Turn Your Head Around.
Turn your head around.
I'm going to say Exciter.
No, that's Tank.
Damn it.
I thought you'd get the voice for sure.
No, that's what, I mean, I don't listen to Tank album anymore. Sorry. Damn it.
I don't know what it is about those guys. I love that first album.
Yeah.
Phil Pounds of Hades.
I had it too.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, number 5 was John Waite.
That is correct.
Number 6 was Vandenberg.
That's true. I didn't know if you'd get that one.
So that's 4 out of 6.
All right.
Pretty good.
Not too bad. See how I do.
Okay, so your theme is, let's see, all these songs are about animals.
All right.
Animals.
I write that down like I'm going to look it up later or something.
Each song title has a particular animal in it. So if it was a song about zebras, obviously it'd be zebras. Whatever. I should have put bears in here by zebra, but I didn't. So.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Well, now I can rule out zebra. So.
Yeah.
All right. So let's listen to this. Black tiger!
Some of them you'll get right away. Some of them are a little tough.
Oh, man. I think I got 3 of them for sure. Maybe 4.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to tie on this one. So.
Ugh. All right, let me listen to that one again. I don't know that number 2 at all. Let me see.
All artists you've heard of, except for maybe number 2, which we've talked about in the past.
All right. Well, let's see what we got here. I'm going to say, well, I know number 1 was Y&T.
Correct.
Black Tiger.
Get Well, Dave. He had prostate cancer, but they caught it early. So.
Nice. Great song. Number two, I really don't know. I'm going to go on a limb and say, is that Dangerous Toys?
It is not. Funny you mention that because I almost put a Dangerous Toys song in there. No, this is a band we've talked about before, and I keep telling you, listen to this band. That is Spread Eagle, Scratch Like a Cat.
All right.
Number three.
Number three, that's David Bowie.
Correct.
Number four is Crocus.
Correct. You got
great song. Great album, too. Number five, I'm going to say, is that Warrant?
It is not Warrant.
Dang.
That is funny because that particular artist is the same artist that you gave me in your 6 and 30.
Vandenberg?
Nope.
Who?
That was Aldo Nova.
Ugh.
That was Monkey on Your Back. But that's the 2.0 version, so it sounds different than the original. Because he re-recorded all his stuff and just put it out this year. So, yeah, that's Monkey. You know that song, Monkey on Your Back?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I didn't put the original version on there, just to trip you up, and it worked.
Yeah, and it worked. Ugh.
So the last one is a band you know as well, and we've talked about them on this podcast today.
Well, I was going to say it's Alice in Chains, but that's not right.
I know it does sound like that a little bit, doesn't it? But it's not right.
Is that Wasp?
Incorrect. This band is on tour right now with Whitesnake in Europe.
That's Europe.
That is Europe. It's called Wolves.
Damn it. I only got three.
Three.
Ugh.
You know what that means, right?
It means you're a loser.
That means episode 208 of the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. This guy, all the way in Southern California, is our winner.
Tell him what he's won, Johnny.
Well, he's won absolutely nothing. Sorry. Yeah, we have no budget on this show, and we have no sponsors. No nothing. It's just Danny and I. So if Danny wants to send me, like, I don't know.
I got some receipts here from my travels last week. You want those?
Sure. Wow. No, you better turn those in. Okay, I can't.
Yeah, probably so. All right, I'll send you a Phillies schedule. I printed one out the other day, so I can see which games I'm going to go to.
Phillies?
Man, I was hoping they would sweep the Dodgers.
I hate the Dodgers. I'm living in Los Angeles here, and I can't stand it. I pull for the Phillies over the Dodgers any day. Sorry, L.A. people. Don't like the Dodgers.
Well, they won 3 out of 4, and the Dodgers came back in the 9th inning last night to win it. But
bastards.
Whatever.
Screw them. So we've done our 3 bits for the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. And now what Danny has to do is he's got to pick a song to hopefully turn you people on to that maybe you've never heard before or something that you loved as a kid. Whatever he chooses, I have to play.
All right. I'm going to pick Neverland by Night Ranger.
Neverland by Night Ranger. Good tune. It's funny. Ooh. That propped up on my... my iPod. Yes, I still have an iPod. Yesterday, actually. Good tune.
Oh, man. Great song. One of my favorites from Night Ranger.
Did you see that Apple is discontinued now, finally, the iPod?
Yeah. That iPod Touch?
Yeah. I have one, but that thing lasted for years. But now everybody can just stream their own music or...
Stream it or... Get it on their phone or whatever.
Put it in their cloud and listen to whatever they want.
Yeah.
So who needs the radio nowadays, really?
I was listening to the radio the other day, and it's unlistenable. You got one song and then like 8 minutes of commercials and then another song. And then I guess at some point they tout, we have 19 songs in a row.
Ooh.
Okay, great. My iPod has 10,000 in a row, so I think I win.
Yeah, or if you got Sirius XM, their music's all commercial free. Problem is, the same people who program FM stations program Sirius XM stations, so we hear the same crap.
Yeah, we should come up with an XM station.
Yeah, I mean, I've had my own little online stations. I mean, they got some traction here and there, but it's a lot of work. But it'd be fun to have our own radio show. Just play whatever we want.
Yeah.
Don't conform to any kind of format. Just play something.
Have our own channel. You know, like they have Ozzy's Boneyard, which totally screwed up when the XM and Sirius merged.
Oh, yeah, because XM was pretty decent, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, once they and they slap their names on it, now we hear way too much Ozzy and way too much Black Sabbath on the Boneyard. Like, oh, come on.
And Dio. I mean, a lot of Dio.
I like these artists, but oh, there's so many of them out there. Let's spread the wealth a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Well, we should have our Hard Rock and Trivia Show Radio. That's what it should be called.
Well,
or Mark and Danny's Awesome Mix.
I think you can do stuff like that on Spotify, create your own playlist, and people can just go into your playlist and play what you've put up there. I think that's how that works, but
yeah,
I just listen to my iPod Touch. Like today, I listened to Harlequin Love Crimes.
Whoa.
So yeah, you're never going to hear that anywhere.
No.
I just felt like...
Is that the one with Heaven?
Dial 999, yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just in the mood for it, so I listen to that. I pull up stuff that nobody really plays.
I was listening to Heavy Pettin' last week. Their first album. What a great, great album.
Yep. They're back. I think they got two original members. But
yeah, that's one band we saw in a club in L.A.
Thought they were going to be huge, and it didn't happen for them. Like, oof.
Yeah. They easily could have been Def Leppard.
They were the Scottish Def Leppard.
Yeah.
And then they broke up, and I think the lead singer lives in North Carolina. He's lived there for like 20 years.
Okay.
He looks nothing like he did back in the day. So.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody.
Well, neither does Paul Di'Anno.
Neither does anybody, really.
Yeah.
Unless there's some freaks out there who look the same. So.
Yeah.
They got the money to do it. So.
Exactly.
So we got to play Night Ranger Nevermind. I think off the self-title is a Nevermind album, correct?
Neverland.
Neverland. Why did I say Nevermind is Nirvana.
What is that's totally different.
Totally different and not as good.
No, not nearly as good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Neverland is such a great song. I love the whole theme with the princess and all.
Princess. That's right. You're a grandfather of little ones, little girls.
Girl dad, girl grandpa. We had them over this weekend.
How'd that go?
Oh, it was great, but tiring.
Yeah.
Man, those girls are 100% full-time all the time.
And well, the cool thing about being the grandparents now is, you know, for a couple of days, you can give them back.
Yep. Here you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Great seeing you. Take these chips with you.
Yep. And we're going to go take a nap. That's cool, though. Well, we get them old enough, you can turn the girls on to the music that we like, so.
Exactly.
And you got homework. You got to listen to the first Spread Eagle album.
Okay.
You'll probably like it.
And what was that other band you told me earlier this week about? You were listening to their first album, then you sent me a bunch of it.
Oh, it was a band from the 80s called Shooting Star.
Yeah.
And I think some of their stuff got reissued. And it was a band I'm familiar with, and they played some of their songs on DC 101. I think they played about three or four of them.
Weren't they from that area? Like
no,
Baltimore?
No, they're from Kansas City.
Really?
Yeah, so the only other band from Kansas City, and the Kansas is Kansas. So, yeah, they had some minor hits, got some airplay regionally in other places, but and then broke up. Man, their first three albums are fantastic. Really good.
Shooting Star.
Shooting Star. Listen to them. It's melodic hard rock. So if you like...
up my alley.
Oh, great. And the guitar playing and the music's really good. They got strong songs. I'm like, these guys should have been bigger, but I guess it never happened for them.
Yeah.
But so check those out. You'll be pleasantly surprised. I was.
All right. Shooting Star.
Shooting Star. All right. And then we're going to listen to, right now, Night Rangers Neverland. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Throughout the land, he stole the